Thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell & Collins Attorneys at Law.
'Cause I'm the tax man.
Call in now with your tax questions at 247-7282.
And there we go. I forgot sort of hangs there now. Andrew Foster with us from Harvell & Collins. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Ben.
What are we talking about today?
Well, Ben, we've got the Halloween horror known as private collection agencies.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
we've all heard from them.
Exactly. So if you're an avid listener, you'll remember back in 2017 that I mentioned that the Congress decided it was a good idea to go ahead and reenlist private collection agencies to collect IRS debt.
Right.
So that's what we're talking about today. And I actually had my first interaction with the private collection agency. I had a prospective client come in last week with a letter from Pioneer Credit Recovery regarding some corporate taxes that were owed.
And now if I saw that, I would think it was a scam.
Exactly. And I think that's part of the problem. And that's what we're going to get into, you know, obviously talking about this. And one of the things that he mentioned, Ben, which was interesting, is that he called the IRS and wanted to talk about his tax debt with the IRS. And they basically told him, once you're with the private collection agency, you got to go through them.
Okay.
We won't even discuss, you know, your tax debt with you right now. You need to go talk to the private collection agency
now,
first.
Now, is that true? I mean, as far as a regulation, because I know I've been late on a bill and had a collection agency notice, and then I go pay the bill to it directly and then don't hear from them again.
Yeah.
So is that still true? I mean, could he have just paid the IRS and not heard from them again?
I think he could have paid the IRS. What he was trying to do was he wanted to talk a little negotiation.
Yeah.
And so when he was asking, you know, like, what if will you waive the penalties? Will you waive the interest? Things like that. The service basically told him, listen, you know,
we've already notified you before and you're
take it up with the private collection agency was basically their mantra. And, you know, that was the way that his interaction basically ended with the IRS in that particular regard. And he was forced to, you know, go back to the private collection agency. And this is the new rule that's been put in place. So before, Ben, the private collection agency would simply use the payment options that were on the table for the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
So the private collection agency facilitated, you know, you to get on a payment plan or pay directly to the IRS. Now there's one big change that's happened this year, which is now they will allow the private collection agency to set up pre-authorized direct debit installment agreements through the agency itself. So this is a big change because before your interaction, though it was with the agency, your ultimate payments
collection agency, correct. Yeah.
Always through the private collection agency. Your payments were always still to the IRS.
Now,
the change is that you're allowed to set up your payments through the private collection agency, and then they will transfer the money to
take their IRS.
And so, you know.
So they can take their cut instead of billing the IRS for their services.
Yeah.
Essentially.
And, you know, one of the things I'll say, though, is that you mentioned, you know, scams, potential scams on this.
Yeah.
And I think this is where we're now fraught with it.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Before it was always, well, hey, at least I know my check's going to the U.S. Treasury or to the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now all of a sudden.
How do you know?
This private collection agency is sending, and I'm telling you, the letter that the guy last week gave me good gracious, it didn't look real, you know? I mean, I hate to say that. So it's just, you know, you step into these, the unknown, so to speak, and it's really difficult.
Really, the unintended consequences of this regulation.
That's exactly right. And I think, you know, what they're saying right now, Ben, is that this pre-authorized direct debit is a convenience for taxpayers. I'll put that in air quotes.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you do have to give written permission to authorize the private collection agency to accept payment on the taxpayer's behalf. The ones that I mentioned, Pioneer Credit Recovery, Navient, and other private collection agencies. So you kind of got to know that these are actually agencies that do collect these debts.
Yeah, and how do you know that? I mean, is it, for example, can you look on an IRS website? It says these are our approved agencies.
Yeah, you can. I mean, you can find that. That information is readily available regarding who they've partnered with to, you know, collect these debts. But they've given permission, Ben, 1.9 million cases to collect $16.2 billion in debt.
Now, is
there's a lot of taxpayers that are in the private collection agency bubble, so to speak, at this point in time.
Is it in the same context or timetable as it would be under the IRS itself? I mean, does it reach a certain timetable before it goes to the collection agency, or do they turn it over pretty quickly?
You know, that's a good question. I'm not quite sure the answer to it.
Huh.
I'm not sure what their
that'd be the rub.
What their procedures are. I do know that the taxpayer advocate, Nina Olson, who was in charge of the taxpayer advocate office, we went over some of her list of 20 issues that she took with the IRS. You know, one of them was private collection agencies, you know, and her concern is that they prey on vulnerable people.
Mm-hmm.
Who don't
do they get their pick of which accounts to take? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
Because that would be part of that. They could pick the most vulnerable.
You prey on vulnerable people. You know, you use scare tactics, pressuring tactics. They're supposed to let you know, for instance, you have the opportunity to appeal. You have the opportunity to, contact the taxpayer advocate. Yeah. You have
It sounds like a barrier to due process.
Yeah. And then the other thing is that they found that, remember we mentioned that 10-year statute of limitations on collection.
Mm-hmm.
We found that some of these private collection agencies set up plans that go beyond that 10-year period.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, where's that?
Yeah, how does that fit into the law?
That's exactly right. Yeah. Now you got a problem because you're collecting on a debt that should be uncollectible. I'm mentioning all of this because, you know, I do think it's important because I did see my first one this past week. And then I noticed that he was already having problems right from the very beginning with this. And I think that a lot of taxpayers are going to find themselves having problems with this type of collection. And just because it's with the private collection agency, you still have rights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you still have the taxpayer's bill of rights with the IRS.
They won't talk to you.
Yeah. So, but you have to, you've got to figure out the system and figure out how to play the game, so to speak. But then on the flip side, it just concerns me about these scams. You know, we mentioned this past week, I was reading an article about the Social Security number scam, about how they call you up and tell you either you owe back taxes,
mm-hmm,
or your Social Security number is going to expire,
mm-hmm,
or, you know, if you don't do this, then your Social Security number is at risk, something of that nature. And so, you know, they do use taxes as a way to, you know, try to get you to start giving out your personal information to them over the phone. And, you know, now you've got private collection agencies, Ben, who are calling. You know, uh-huh, that was one good thing I could tell you before. The IRS wasn't calling,
mm-hmm,
you know, correspondence, written. But
snail
now we've
mail.
Got private collection agencies who, guess what they do? They call. So I could see taxpayers
getting confused. I would imagine email could be used as well. So.
Correct. And I could see taxpayers getting confused about whether or not this is a legitimate thing.
Sure.
Or whether this is a scam.
I wouldn't answer it.
So
I wouldn't answer that call or that letter if I didn't already know that I was that deep into the process.
Correct. Yeah, I totally agree. And I think that's the difference between knowing if you've got some type of issue with the IRS or knowing that you've never had anything or don't have anything currently with the IRS. You know, if you get a call, then you automatically know it's a scam because I don't have any problems. And if you're questioning it, then guess what you do? You pick up the phone, you actually call the IRS because while they won't necessarily negotiate with you on your debt, they'll at least confirm and, mm-hmm, it can talk to you about your account and then confirm that it has been transferred over to a private collection agency.
Yeah.
So there's still ways to communicate with the IRS to find out details about what's going on. But, you know, just beware. Our listeners need to beware of these scams that are out there. And now you infuse private collection agencies into the mix. You really got to be on your toes,
right,
with what's real and what is just a scam.
And also then, okay, say that you have let this go this far and it's with the agency. How do you know what the agency is asking for in terms of money is the actual proper penalties and interest?
Correct.
Or are they adding on something to it?
Yeah, correct. And I think the big thing there is you can still get your tax transcripts. We've mentioned that before about how you can get a transcript of account to show you exactly what you owe, what the breakdown of tax, penalties, interest,
mm-hmm,
and you're able to get that at any point in time by simply mailing or faxing in a request to the IRS to say, what do I owe at this point?
Two things people don't use anymore, mail and fax.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's right. So, but yeah, but that becomes an issue. You know, this is what the Romans did. I mean, the Romans contracted with people, to go out and collect taxes, and they could keep whatever extra they could collect.
Yeah.
And so that seems like where we are.
I know. And it's concerning. And they did say they made a note when Nina Olson, the taxpayer advocate, you know, mentioned the problems and issues she had with the private collection agency process. They did mention that the revenue last year did exceed costs, because we've mentioned that's before it's been a problem. Mm-hmm. That a lot of times they don't collect enough money to justify the costs for the program. And that's when it basically gets stopped.
Sure.
You know, and Congress will put it to bed and then 5 years later probably say, let's try it again, you know. Mm-hmm. But it is one of those things that just be careful.
So they made money on it last year.
They made a little bit of money on it last year. That's exactly right. And that justifies keeping the program, I guess. But you know, what I want to tell our listeners is that if you find yourself getting phone calls, or you find yourself, you know, getting letters from a Pioneer Credit Recovery or whatever, agency and saying you owe tax debt, you know, set up an appointment, you know, come by and see me and let me take a look and let's talk about what your options are, because I do think it's important to make sure, number one, that it's real, and number two, that they're playing by the rules.
Yeah.
And that you still have rights. That's the biggest thing to let you know, that just because you've gone private with with the tax collection debt, it doesn't mean that you don't still have, you know, rights to appeal potentially, rights to of what they can and can't collect. You know, all those things still apply, even though it's a private company collecting.
Yeah, this is a big concern. All right, well, we look forward to hearing more about this as well, too. And if you're having this issue and you need to make that appointment, you can call 726-9050. Go by to see Harville and Collins at 1107 Bridges Street in Morehead City. And you can email Andrew, afoster@harvellandcollins.com.